The NHL and NHL Players Association have reached an agreement to extend the CBA through the 2030 season, leading to changes coming across the league. Plus, three local teams are fighting for the top spot in the Perfect Game Collegiate Baseball League. I'm Jack Kruiser. This is The Scoreboard for Wednesday, July 9th. Hockey fans rejoice thanks to an extension of the collective bargaining agreement between the NHL and NHLPA. A lockout has been avoided for the near future, securing a full season through the 2030 NHL year. With the new CBA, some changes are set to come to the league. The changes won't go into effect until the 2026-27 season. Most notably, the NHL's regular season will be expanding to 84 games, two more than the 82-game schedule that's been in place since the 1995-96 season. There were two prior seasons in NHL history where teams each played 84 regular season games from 1992 to 1994 due to expansion adding more teams. Coinciding with the addition of two regular season games, the preseason will be shortened, cut down from the current six-game slate, which is filled by mostly minor league players. Contractually, changes will limit the length of a newly signed contract beginning in 2026, shortening the longest term of a contract from 8 years down to seven. Also, the minimum salary will be getting a boost from its current rate at $775,000. In an effort to curb salary cap circumvention, the new CBA will include changes to long-term injured reserve rules that include a postseason salary cap on the total salaries of the active players in any playoff game. It will also eliminate deferred payments in contracts, allowing older players to sign lengthy, backloaded deals to lower the average cap hit. In terms of international hockey, this CBA officially commits that NHL players may participate in the Olympic Games through 2030. Left out of the new deal, though, to our current knowledge, are any changes to the playoff format. Across the league, conversation has been loud, with fans arguing for the league to return from the current setup with first-round divisional matchups to the classic 1-8 seeding in each conference. In a statement to ESPN, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman said that this was the smoothest contract negotiation in his 30-plus year tenure, saying, quote, "It's completely refreshing. It's completely different than any of the previous experiences I've had so far." Three collegiate summer league baseball teams in Western New York have been near the top of the standings all season long. The Batavia Muck Dogs, Niagara Falls Americans, and Jamestown Tarp Skunks each sit in the top three spots of the Perfect Game Collegiate Baseball League Western Division standings. Batavia leads the West Division with an 18-9 record, with Niagara Falls just behind them at 19-11. Jamestown is next on the table with an 18-11 record, pacing the five remaining teams in the division. The Batavia Muck Dogs have been terrific at home this season, boasting a 12-4 record at Dwyer Stadium. Of the 15 teams in the PGCBL, Batavia ranks second in team batting average with a .291 mark. The Muck Dogs have won 8 of their last 10 games, lifted primarily by one of the top hitters in the league, Sean Mendez, who leads the PGCBL with a .451 batting average. The outfielder missed a majority of the month of June, but Mendez, a rising senior at Division III Keystone College, has recorded a hit in 12 of the 14 games he's played. Batavia has 7 more players hitting at a .300 or greater clip on average this season. The Niagara Falls Americans, formerly known as the Niagara Power, have been hovering near the top of the West Division standings all season long, mostly thanks to their defense. The Americans rank 3rd in the PGCBL with a .427 ERA across their pitching staff, with 11 saves, the most of any team. Starters Keegan Bazinet, a rising sophomore at SUNY Niagara, and Luke Blandino, an Eden, New York native who enters his senior year at Worcester Polytech Institute, led the staff on the mound for Niagara Falls, tossing to a highly regarded prospect behind the plate. Dalton Harper, a native of Cheektowaga, New York, has been turning heads at SUNY Niagara, recently completing his freshman season with the Thunderwolves. Down in Jamestown, the Tarp Skunks are the top offensive team in the PGCBL GCBL as the only team hitting over 300 as a team. Paced by Jacob Haynes, a rising junior at D2 Seton Hill, the Skunks have had six everyday starters bat at a 300 or greater clip. Jamestown isn't just boasting that average with singles, they're the top power hitting team in the league as well. The Tarp Skunks are atop the PGCBL with a 406 slugging percentage, knocking 67 extra base hits. The only thing holding Jamestown back is their pitching, which at times has been dialed, but with a league leading 56 batters hit by pitches, the staff of the Skunks has ran into command issues in spurts. The regular season continues in the Perfect Game Collegiate Baseball League through the end of this month before playoffs begin the first weekend of August. This has been The Scoreboard, presented by Zenner & Ritter Heating & Cooling for Wednesday, July 9th. I'm Jack Cruiser for Buffalo-Toronto Public Media Sports.